From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
From the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation. Oh my God, Pete, we are 5 days into a Trump presidency. And would you say that America is great now?
I don't know. This is the first time I've gotten out of bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Snowflake.
Oh, it's because I have the flu, you fuck.
Oh, it's not because you needed a safe space and a trophy.
No, but I love the way you're screaming.
Am I screaming?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There was a horn on a truck outside and it kind of blew out my ears.
Yeah, imagine someone from the hard right being unaware of how they come off.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I want to say, I want to be magnanimous here. In the way that our president was so magnanimous in his beautiful speech last week. He was so magnanimous to all the other presidents up there. He was magnanimous to Michelle and Barry Obama. It was really beautiful, beautiful stuff.
I'm not going to say anything.
You're not going to say anything?
No.
Because I was reading on some leftist Twitterers.
Uh-huh.
People
what
thought.
What a good use of your time.
Have you been on Twitter before? It's very fun.
I've not.
Yeah, I just joined.
Uh-huh.
People were saying that they thought the speech was dark.
Uh-huh.
Because he was using words like carnage.
Uh-huh.
And someone was pointing out that was he's the first president to use the term carnage.
Oh, is he really?
In a speech.
That surprises me. It might be because that was a word he just learned.
Really? You think that he just, I actually just you learned it.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Carnage. Carnage. Well, you got to break words down.
Well, you don't. You either know them or you don't.
Car.
Yeah.
Car means traveling and or a vehicle. I'm sorry, nadge.
Second try, got it. Yep.
Nadge.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what nadge means.
I'm not sure that those are the two roots.
Well, carnage. Yeah. Uh-huh. Traveling nadge is like an old lady.
Close enough. We're living in a post-truth world, so I guess who am I to argue with anything you say?
Oh, man. This has really been a special 5 days. And so you didn't get to go to any of the protests on Saturday.
I did not. No, I had the flu.
Did you see this? And I saw this in D.C. Someone threw, and I'm getting choked up saying this, but someone threw a brick through a Starbucks window.
Why?
I don't know, because they're...
Why would you do that?
Because they were so upset about President Trump. And can you even imagine?
It seems very stupid.
I mean, this is the kind of thing that we're getting out of Washington now. The left is... Starbucks are safe again, America. They're safe again.
What? Everything you said just contradicted the sentence that came before.
Well, I'm saying that...
That is an event that occurred in Trump's America.
Well... Yeah, but yeah, a leftist did it, who's probably in jail now, right?
I think we should move on.
Well, I'm very excited because we have a lot of people are calling the First Lady of the United States. Going back to the classical sense.
She's already said she does not want to be called that.
I know, but a lot of people are saying it, though, because
many people are saying.
Yeah, like James Buchanan's.
That turn of phrase. Many people are saying.
I've heard many people.
Yeah, it's the way that we obfuscate facts.
What are facts? Facts didn't get us to the moon.
I don't care about the moon at all.
I know, you hate the moon.
I think space is so dumb.
You hate space!
I just don't understand. We should be spending that money on poor kids' breakfasts, and I'm not kidding.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Well, what? But then some of these poor kids want to grow
up. Who cares about the moon?
But don't you like, I thought the leftists like canyons and rocks and stuff, right? You're always trying to protect natural environments. There's so many canyons and rocks in space.
What are you talking about?
You
the majority of the preservation of land in the United States was enshrined by a Republican president.
I'm saying, really? Who?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Was he a Republican?
I'm going to kill myself.
All right. Well, this is very exciting. We have the first daughter, the first daughter, first lady of the United States, Ivanka Trump, as our guest when we come back. Wow. Can I say thank you for coming in?
Oh, thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ivanka Trump of the first family.
That's right. Yeah. If you didn't know from her last name, she is of the first family.
Yeah, well, it's very confusing, you know, because when you hear Trump, it could be a hotel or someone in the family or a scarf or, you know, a cufflink.
So if you walked into here as a flesh and blood human being and you think that if we didn't know better, we might have mistaken you for a building or a scarf?
Yeah, well, you know, the Trump brand is really just everywhere. And so it's very confusing. You know, we have so many fingers and so many different pies.
Wait a minute. Let me see your hands.
No. I'm really not comfortable doing that.
So I swear to God, around 25 finger, just get it off the table.
Wait, what?
Around, if I had to count, and I'm no Rain Man, I'm close, but around 25 fingers, just get it off the table.
Are you accusing the first daughter, first lady of the United States of having 25 fingers?
I'm not accusing. I'm just, I asked to see her hand. She pulled them away. It sounded like a mice skittering in a horror movie.
I think you're delirious.
Right? I really, you know, I'm not loving where this conversation is going.
All right, let's restart.
I'm so sorry, Ivanka. I'm so sorry. Nope. It's just that the left right now, they don't know what to do. They
she
don't have anyone to grab
on. She just pointed at me with 11 finger.
Okay, I think you're seeing thick. Did you eat breakfast this morning, Pete? You just.
I'm not going to argue about this. Let's restart.
Do you have some sort of. Are you sick? You said you had the flu.
I said I had the flu multiple times. What a good question.
Poor guy. Poor guy. Now, Ivanka, what is it like? What has this week been like for you, taking on this mantle as first daughter, first lady?
Okay, well, first of all, I just want to say that just because I sleep in my father's bed doesn't mean that I'm the first lady.
Oh, my God.
So I know.
You sleep in a President Donald Trump's bed?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, in the way that, like, kids slept in Michael Jackson's bed, right? Like, platonically.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, that's the reference you bring up to reference something that's platonic is Michael Jackson and kids?
Yeah, the sort of relationship other people wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Michael Jackson. That Girl Is Mine, great song.
You love Michael Jackson because you eat too much salt and one of your hands can't fit into your gloves, so you constantly walk around with one white glove.
Well, yeah, of course, that is one of the reasons I like Michael Jackson.
It's a real cover.
As well as his musicianship, Black or White, great song.
My hands also don't fit into gloves.
Oh,
because of salt.
Because of salt. Okay. Because of salt. So wait, do you sleep at the bottom of the bed in the way that when I was a child, I would sleep at the bottom of my parents' bed where they had a huge California king and their feet wouldn't reach all the way down. So it was basically a full extra bed. You don't want to waste that bed space.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know, I'm in the bed like a person, not like at the bottom of the bed like a dog. But I'm not underneath the covers. You know, I'm just there to keep my dad from having night terrors because if I'm not close – he just, you know, he freaks out. But
wow.
I mean, I like to sort of compare him to Shrek.
That's fair.
Yeah. So you look at your father as though he's Shrek.
Right. Rough on the outside, inside, heart of gold.
And always hanging out with Eddie Murphy.
And always hanging out with Eddie Murphy. Eddie is always coming over.
Wow.
He's very funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the thing he's most known for.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just a colorful guy. He's a real character.
Now, I think it's sad that Eddie Murphy.
A boring description.
What, of Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
How else would you describe him? Leather pants from Raw?
I wouldn't watch that. I never watch a comedy special.
It's one of the original comedy specials. It's before everyone has a comedy special now.
Oh, you think too many people have a comedy special now?
I was approached to do a half hour for Comedy Central.
I can guarantee our listeners that is not true.
So Eddie didn't really come out and talk about Trump during the campaign.
Oh,
he wasn't stumping.
No. Well, Scott Baio was his biggest celebrity surrogate.
Exactly. Well, you know, a lot of my father's friends are just worried about, you know, the liberal Hollywood backlash and just being blacklisted. And Eddie Murphy is really trying to get Haunted Mansion 2 off the ground. And he didn't want to risk that being compromised.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I hear that in out in Hollywood, you have to kiss the ring, as it were. These limousine
crazy.
Liberals.
Everyone is just looking for a reason to boycott. I don't know if you saw just last week, all of a sudden everyone gets up in arms over a dog's purpose because they tried to drown a dog on the set. And now we're not allowed to see that movie.
Are you following that? Or have you and your family seen A Dog's Purpose?
We have seen it. To be completely honest, that's the thing that I care about the most right now is
A Dog's Purpose.
Yes.
So, but like Obama would have sort of unsavory characters over like Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar. So you can start having people over like the dog from A Dog's Purpose at the White House and give him a medal.
Well, may he rest in peace.
Oh, is he dead?
Do you know something we don't know?
Did they kill him?
The producers of that film have assured everyone that that dog is fine, despite being so many times, if you haven't seen the video, being many times dipped in very hot water.
Oh, so let's actually, let's show this video.
No, I think we show it.
Do we got it?
Please don't show this video.
This is my favorite part.
Don't worry, the water's hot. At least it's warm.
This is not the original audio.
Oh, no.
Look at how scared the dog is.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny.
Cut!
So if you you're probably listening to this on the radio, so you couldn't see what was happening. So there was a dog that they were trying to push into a raging water.
Yeah.
Like a raging river. Mm-hmm. And then
a German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. He looked very scared.
He looked very German.
Very scared, yeah. But you know what? Maybe he was acting. We don't know what was going on.
Do you believe that dogs act?
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you believe that?
Well,
you see that Danish film with all those dogs?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That film actually really moved us. It was a bunch of dogs that had been abused, and then they rose up against all the humans. And I think that's what it's similar to what my dad has managed to do with America.
Wow. Yeah.
You're not far off, yeah. Actually.
Can I say on Saturday there were these protests where all these women were descending on Washington. Mm-hmm. And can I say here from Hard Nation, from everyone at Hard Nation, thank you to the bikers that went down and protected
the wall of meat.
Thank you to the wall of meat.
That's what they call themselves.
I saw them on Hannity
last
week.
They volunteered to be a wall of meat.
Yeah. So, Ivanka, now you are in the White House. What do you want to do now that you have this power? Because as we've always had throughout history, the daughter of the president assumes much power.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Amy Carter?
I'm going to be exactly like Amy Carter.
Patty Reagan?
Yes, Patty Reagan.
And I don't know, other daughters.
Well, Chelsea Clinton, my close personal friend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. How are you guys doing after the election?
Well, I mean, not great.
Why not?
She just feels like, you know, I kind of betrayed her and, you know, everyone that I've ever known or spoken to or really interacted with in my life. And now she's going around and, you know, just posting these really embarrassing pictures on social media, which are totally fake. It's totally fake news.
Oh,
where it's just all of my products at Ross with like a million clearance stickers on them.
Has she been putting up those photos?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
That's gross. You know what you need to do is go and find some of her products. She had a line hard candy. You need to.
That's what? Just like the Clintons.
Wait, what?
I think she did,
didn't she? Sell young
that
hard
sounds
candy.
So wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking of C's candy. I'm totally incorrect.
That was a special kind of meltdown.
Sorry, I was way off. I admit to being wrong, just like our president will admit to being wrong. He hasn't been wrong yet, but he would.
Yeah, he's never been wrong about anything.
So have you, like, reached out to Chelsea, or do you feel – or are you waiting for her to reach out to you to apologize, the way that we're still waiting for John Lewis to apologize to President Trump?
Yeah, frankly, I'm waiting for her to apologize to me for not sort of selling herself out in the same way that I did.
Wait, what does that mean? What would you have expected her to do? Support your father?
Yeah. To be completely honest, I mean, we've had brunch like upwards of 10 times, and I feel
that's my closest
female friendship. And so,
Do you have a hard time keeping female friends?
Yeah, I do, and I don't know what that's about. Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. It's just everyone is so they just have the completely wrong conception of like my entire family. You know, they say that my dad is a racist, but that's his terrible. Son-in-law, my husband Jared, is black.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, he's Jewish, but that's the blackest that a white person can be.
Pete doesn't read the Bible, so he doesn't understand.
Almost never read fiction.
So he doesn't understand that the Jewish people are basically the original black people.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't read the Bible either. I think it's, you know, it just seems like a waste of time. The paper's too thin. It hurts my fingers.
It hurts your fingers.
Yeah, well, you have to really.
She totally forgot that she was supposed to be hiding those fingers.
Oh my gosh.
She flashed them all.
Oh my gosh.
She said, my fingers, and she flashed them as if she was at a family dinner.
I feel as though I must have gotten this flu that you have, Pete, because I swear
not
to God,
a flu,
I saw.
It's reality.
I can't imagine. It was like, it's like if you've ever used Photoshop and
she's
you
got
do
around
the copy paste.
Two dozen fingers, and almost all of them look like thumbs.
Wow. Oh my God.
I think you guys just have double vision.
All right. I think it must be double vision.
You agree to disagree?
But anyway, yeah, it hurts my fingers because you have to grip the paper.
Oh, You do have to grip it.
Grip the paper really hard because it's so thin, and you have to wiggle it around.
Oh, you could get a different Bible. That's a very specific type of Bible.
No, thank you.
You need the thin paper.
And why is that?
Because that's... How do I explain this? You're not a Christian, so you can't... the words of God are light and heavy at the same time.
Exactly.
Makes sense?
Also, only the magic of the Lord could print on paper that thin. So any Bible that's on thick paper...
is it work?
That's a liberal, leftist, libtard lie.
Yeah, that's true. If you try to print the words of God on thick, heavy poundage paper, like a 22... What's that? How do you, what is it? What do they say for?
I don't know. I have no idea. Paper, the gauge.
Pounds? They say the gauge.
Pounds.
Yeah. It just won't work.
Yeah, I forget.
The magic won't be there.
Well, can we circle back to her thinking that she's married to a black man?
Sure.
So because we glazed over that so that you could talk about paper. But I just want to get clear. So you believe that your husband is black. When you look at him, what do you see?
I see a Jewish man, and that is less than me, and so.
Oh, okay, and that's okay.
Look, I'm
the
being very
smile on her face as she said that was so broad it would make the Cheshire Cat look like he had no mouth. That was unreal.
And the Cheshire Cat is a character from Alice in Wonderland, the first movie with Johnny Depp. So, wait, so. So you look at your husband and you see someone lesser because of his religion.
So how do you treat him because of that?
Badly.
Wow.
Look.
Reflexively honest.
So now Jared Kushner is someone that owns the New York Observer.
Yeah.
He is a real estate dude as well, just like...
Bounced Chris Christie's fat ass right out of the administration.
He did. He got him out of there.
Yeah. He's also the current acting president of the United States.
Wow.
Fair enough. Yeah,
He is making the decision.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And I think that's really progressive of my dad. We have a black man... He's president again.
You believe that your father has orchestrated it so that there is still a black man in the White House.
Still, yes, the first black president. Obama was half white.
Exactly.
So, now...
My father has provided the circumstances for the first real black president of the United States. And you have all these, you know, people out in the street calling him racist. And I'm just thinking, you guys don't know anything.
If they only knew.
If they only knew.
So then what happens at night when you hear President Trump, acting or fake President Trump, and then we have actual President Kushner, just wailing at night, having a night terror, and you have to go to his side. Mm-hmm. What does Jared do?
Wait, where does Jared sleep?
Oh, Jared does not sleep. He'll just walk into a corner and stand there and bob silently for like 2 hours. Yeah. And then after 2 hours of just sort of like horse sleep bobbing, standing up, he'll just wander around. Mm-hmm. He'll wander around the grounds and, you know, just pick up blades of grass.
Oh, like a horse. So, and how did he...
Yes, horses are well known for picking up blades of grass.
With their teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm fascinated. Everyone's making too big of a deal about you guys divesting your businesses and such. But Jared was still allowed to be a spokesperson for Subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. What?
Oh, yeah.
Your husband is a spokesperson for Subway?
Yeah.
Jared.
Are you also married?
He's the guy with
There's
the big
more
plans.
Than one Jared.
Okay.
What is it? Is this another See's Candy situation?
Do you know what? I think it might be. I agreed with you a little too soon. I thought you were saying, has Jared ever ridden the subway? And he did once as a dare.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
But
you are not married to Jared Fogle.
No.
Do you know Jared Fogle?
Yes, yeah.
And do you like him?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what it's like living in the White House and the things that Ivanka misses not being able to run her business anymore when Hard Nation returns. The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium is back for season 2.
Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords returns as Lord Joseph Banks with all new adventures in season 2.
Now, what's great about this season is we rejoin the crew of the Fortitude on their quest to find the source of all pleasure in the world.
Oh, I wonder if anyone likes this. A lot of people do, because the AV Club called it one of the best scripted podcasts. Uncle Bernie is a hilarious comedy adventure in the tradition of Monty Python. And do you know it?
I like American comedy, but Monty Python is some of the best. Find out more and hear an episode for free at UncleBernie.com.
That's UncleBernie.com.
We are back with First Daughter, First Lady, Ivanka Trump. So you have a book coming out.
Again, she didn't object to that characterization at all.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get my mittens back on.
Yeah. Now, I thought you had, those were two purses that you had, but these are mittens.
Oh my God, I thought we were repacking the Christmas stockings for the studio. That's what I thought those were. Those are your mittens?
Yeah. Look, they're normal mittens. They're just a little fashion forward. They're from my new line. And if you think they're weird, you're weird. Mm. What were you going to ask me?
I wanted to talk more about Jared Fogel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jared is the best. He used to come.
So you're talking about Jared Fogel.
Jared Fogel.
So over break, we looked at pictures, and they are different people. I can confirm that. People,
yeah. Neither of them have black hair.
And Jared Fogel's in prison for child pornography.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
So, but you say he's a great guy. So what's your friendship with Jared Fogel like?
Oh, well, he used to come over for dinner every Sunday. Mm. He would bring us Subway sandwiches.
Oh, Sunday Subway.
Yeah.
Oh, I...
And we would watch our maids eat them, and then...
You would gather all your help into a room and watch them eat Subway?
Wait a minute. By our maids, do you mean his maid and your maid?
So Jared Fogel would come over with his maid.
Yeah, well...
Couple of sandwiches.
His maid and our maid... Or my maid, you know, they were friends. They,
Yeah.
And so that's actually how we originally met.
That's
at my maid's birthday party, which I accidentally attended.
It was an accident. You didn't go on purpose.
Okay.
No. It was actually really crazy.
It was kind of a crazy situation.
It does sound crazy.
Yeah, it does sound insane. She decided to throw it in our penthouse when she thought we were away for the weekend, and we returned. It was a classic, you know, sort of like risky business.
Yeah, it does sound like a very like 80s, 90s movie plot to me.
Yeah. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. Yeah.
Don't tell mom it's the maid's birthday.
Yeah.
Because mom would be upset.
Yeah. We don't like to think about that.
Because in that particular premise, mom doesn't know there's a maid?
Well, yeah, it's just kind of like mom doesn't like to be reminded that the maid is like a human being.
Have you ever seen Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
You know, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Huh. What's your favorite movie? Besides A Dog's Purpose, we know.
Right. Well, I do love that one. I have to say my favorite movie is Beauty and the Beast.
that actually doesn't surprise me. That's a great movie.
I really relate to it. You know, it's about this smart woman who's really into books, and she has a really promising life ahead of her.
She has
it all together, and then she has to just spend the rest of her life living in a castle taking care of a beast.
Oh, my God.
And that, in this case, is your husband or your father?
No. I just relate to the fact that, you know, she wears blue dresses and likes books. I don't.
And like every movie.
I don't feel like a prisoner.
Yeah. Every movie doesn't map on to something else. You know, like every movie doesn't map on to your real life.
Movies are fantasies. And when a dog dies,
Ivanka Trump
it's
is
dead.
Sliding a tiny piece of paper across the table that says, help.
Oh, her hand just got caught on the microphone.
What do you mean by help?
That
was a mistake?
That was a mistake. Mm. I meant to write hi.
That's fun.
I just wanted to say hi.
That's much more fun than help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of this live action Beauty and the Beast? Because I don't like get too into the celebrity goss, but Ewan McGregor was playing Lumiere, and he had to re-record Be Our Guest because he felt like he didn't do it well the first time.
Is he good?
Wow. Ewan McGregor?
Yeah.
Best at, in anything that he's in, he's the best performer in it.
Oh, you like him because he's some Star Wars thing, right?
He played Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Whatever.
So do you think that the live-action one is going to be good?
I think the live-action one is I think it's going to be great. I think what we really needed as Americans, as you know, as humans, I think what we really needed was a way to watch this movie while really being reminded that it is about a woman having sex with an animal. Because in the cartoon, it's two cartoons. But now it's a real live woman.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And a man
And you think it's time.
And I think...
You think it's time?
I think it's time because I think it's, you know... All these leftists are saying gay marriage, gay marriage. Mm,
they're
and
all
I think
saying
it's time.
Here comes Rick Santorum's slippery slope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rick Santorum has my children hostage and...
Oh, what?
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 Wait a minute.
Rick Santorum? Sorry. But he wears such nice sweater vests.
We can edit this part out, right?
This is on live. The radio. This is live on the radio to all the D.C. area.
Well, shoot.
Oops. Oh, my God.
Shoot. Oops.
Well, I mean, if there's anything we can do to help get your children back.
Well,
why does he have your children? Because you fucked an animal?
No, he wanted me to come on and, you know, just really make sure that I hit home.
Hit those documents.
It's a slippery... It's a slippery slope.
Now, I want
the live action Beauty of the Beast is showing us what will happen if we.
So wait,
oh my God, I had no idea that was right wing propaganda.
And you also brought up Shrek, which is about a woman falling in love with a big beast.
Mm-hmm.
And a dog's purpose, which ends with a 20-minute makeout scene between a woman and a dog.
Yeah,
is that true? I think so. I watched something.
I think it's See's Candy all over again.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not a 20-minute makeout scene between a woman and a dog.
That does happen. No, that does happen.
Really?
Yeah, we saw an early cut. I mean, they might cut it out for this.
You think maybe
release,
they just didn't make that cut for you, knowing what you like?
Oh. Oops. Shoot.
Oops again.
Wow.
Shoot, oops.
So you have a book coming
out
called...
Rick Perry 2008 in here.
Rick Perry?
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, he's in charge of the Department of Energy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so, very excited to test light bulbs for everybody. And yeah. That's...
They do. Mm-hmm. They test every light bulb. Mm-hmm. So, Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules for Success, comes out in March 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that we're going to learn in this book? Because...
That's the second one, right?
It's the second book.
Yeah, right. The first book you already put out.
Yeah.
And now this is a follow-up.
Right.
First one changed so many lives, you had to write another one.
Yeah. Well, also, when I wrote the first one, I was still a smart, capable woman, and now...
You've been reduced to a shred of your former self by having to placate your father.
Well, you know, that's certainly one way of looking at it. Mm-hmm.
And how do you look at it?
I look at it... I look at it sort of like I'm Fiona from Shrek. The monster was always inside of me. It was always a part of me, and now I just have to be the monster forever.
Oh, my God. Wow. And that's in Shrek. At the end of Shrek, she becomes a monster?
Well, she becomes an ogre.
Okay.
You know, Shrek is really profound. She decides to remain an ogre to be with Shrek because she couldn't be with
Ivanka Trump took such umbrage to the distinction between a monster and an ogre.
Well, I think it's good to do, right?
It's an important distinction.
Well, monster is a very loaded term.
Right, sure. Yeah. And then, it is very sort of linguistically, people use it all the time now. Right.
And an ogre is a race of animal or a species of animal.
You want to talk about racism?
Yeah, you want to talk about racism?
I don't want to talk about racism with you. Actually, I would like you to walk me through a day in your life with your husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
an ideal day for the two of you? Because you do seem to have a good relationship, a lot of mutual respect for one another. Mm-hmm. Your father respects both of you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's sexually attracted to both of you.
A little bit, yeah. I would definitely say.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. See, Trump loves the gays. Anyway, so...
Okay, so yeah, so I wake up and Jared has been awake for... You know, at least 6 or 7 hours just standing and walking around collecting grass.
Interesting.
And, you know, we get our kids up. We get them ready for school. It's a very just like, you know, normal family experience. Mm. I would say the only difference is that I have to excuse myself every 10 minutes to go look at myself in the mirror and go,
oh.
How? Why? And then collect myself and go back and lie to my children that everything is going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
Again, sliding a tiny piece of paper.
What does this say? It's a really small piece of paper. It's
like, please help.
Please help.
I guess, I don't know, whatever funky poison is in the air that's making you all see 25 thumbs on my hands is also making me just say hey, these crazy things.
I hope your next book is called Funky Poison. I love that.
Funky Poison, the daughter in the White House. So now I also – so you also described your husband, Jared, mm-hmm. as a horse.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, he's a
boy. Oh, is that, earlier. Is that how you would rationalize having sex with him?
Pete, what's that mean?
It's very personal.
That's true. Personal. That's true. That's unfair.
That is too personal.
Well, she's talked only about humans and non-humans having sex so far. So perhaps she needs to conceptualize of her husband as a horse, or she said less than.
Well, yeah, but that's. Yeah.
Oh, that's because he's black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, then again, so am I.
Oh, yeah, because you converted
Wait
to Judaism.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
She yeah. converted to Judaism. Her name in Judaism is.
Yael.
Yael. Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's a very funky name.
Yael.
Huh? Why are you making fun of Judaism?
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't. You're like, yeehaw.
That's their name.
This huh? is why my dad won. You're making fun of Judaism.
I can't believe this is the leftist.
Why
so
do
intolerant.
You actually think your dad won?
Well.
Because you live in the bubble, right?
Yeah, I'm yeah. in the bubble. And I was just as shocked as anybody. But I'll give you the official answer, and then you can read the answer I'm writing to you.
Okay.
Wow. You whispered that. You even got closer to the mic okay. and whispered that.
Oh, is this?
This is a microphone.
Oh,
there
my
is
gosh.
A pile of SOS notes in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
I think my dad won because he tapped into a rage of a forgotten American people.
Yes.
He is now going to make everything okay for them.
Yes, everything will be okay.
And that's
just
why
like,
he won.
That's exactly what the piano guy said during the inaugural concert. Yeah. Everything's okay. Yeah. And now, okay, she just slipped a bunch of papers over to Pete.
Oh, man, this is a series of adjectives that I cannot believe a daughter would describe her own father as.
Yeah, well, again, who's to say who wrote that?
Right.
I mean, it's certainly a lot of words.
It's signed Ivanka Trump. It says dash, and then there's a very pretty I.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What?
I've been signing so many autographs lately that
if I can describe the way Ivanka Trump is just signing these with her pinky, she has
wow.
no writing implement.
How
there
is
must
this
be some sort of ink stored.
My God.
In that one of those fingers is completely non-functional. It's just serving as a writing implement.
Is this true? I heard a rumor once that you that there was squid DNA in you.
Okay, that is a crazy lie put forward by CNN.
Lifted up her nose and showed a beak. Just not pulling any punches. That's a squid's beak.
This is a pure fiction pushed by Jake Tapper. We do not have squid DNA.
You do not like Jake Tapper?
I don't know what is – I don't know what – there is some sort of funky poison in the air because I feel as though reality itself is melting a little bit.
I'm obsessed with the term funky poison. It's the only thing making me happy.
I love funky poison. So now your father's already talking about his next slogan for 2020.
Right.
Which is – what is it?
Keep America great.
Keep America great. And I think that's so beautiful because now America is great already.
Right.
You guys, it took you less than 5 days to make America great.
Oh, exactly.
The 24-hour change has been remarkable.
Wild. Just wild. Everything's good again.
We did it. And now he can spend the next, you know, what, 3 years and 11 months and what, 2 weeks and I don't know.
Well, you're really counting down, huh?
Oh, my God.
He can spend the rest of that time. You know, just continuing his normal life and continuing his life as a very successful business owner, employing.
Ivanka Trump strangely removing her clothes.
Wow.
To reveal a jumpsuit that just says help.
Wow. It's a yellow jumpsuit.
It's a one piece. I guess a jumpsuit, maybe that's always a one piece. I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not a sartorial expert, but.
Well, I do have a clothing line. I can tell
you. Oh, can you tell me what that is that you're wearing, or will you deny the existence of it?
Well, I could tell you that if I were wearing a one-piece outfit that was both a shirt and pants connected to itself, regardless of what was written on it, we would call it a jumpsuit.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a help jumpsuit. And I don't think that's for sale. I think that's an actual cry for help.
Wow. Because you've been putting a lot of the things that you wear on, you know, advertising them to sell.
Right,
So can anyone – you can't buy this help jumpsuit anywhere?
Okay, no, I think this funky poison is me. This funky poison is making you see the word help on my jumpsuit.
Oh, my God.
You ripped off your business suit, and you're wearing a one piece that says help.
And what's that under your hat?
It says hi.
Oh, my God. What's that under your hat? When you take your hat off, do you have one of those big squid heads?
Okay, no. I just have a very high ponytail today.
Wow. It's like four or five. It's like it's like very high.
Yeah. Well, again, I have a fashion line, and I can tell you that high ponies are very in.
Wow. I don't know much about fashion, but I believe it.
Yeah. And I've never spoken to a captive in an active situation like that, who's actively, you know, sort of not working of their own volition. And I believe this is what it might be like.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I can't really speak to that. I guess you could ask my kids who are currently being held captive by
people. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So what can we do to help?
What can we do
to help? Well, I mean, if she didn't seem upset, so I didn't want to
really
make
a
big deal out of it.
She really didn't. I think she's trying to get out, and then she'll figure it out.
So what do we do? Because in the studio, I can see through the glass. I don't know if they're listening right now. There's multiple Secret Service agents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're all slapping Jared Kushner.
They're all slapping Jared Kushner.
I don't know why.
Yeah. So what do we do?
I'm assuming that's something you told them to do.
Is there anything we can do to help to get your kids back?
Yeah, if you could both just sort of denounce gay marriage.
On the air?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We won't.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this about marriage. Marriage is an ancient institution, hundreds of years old.
That's a joke.
What? You're happily married.
I am, but it's a joke.
What, marriage?
Yeah.
I have a wonderful marriage.
Sure.
And I have to say that if this will get your children back, Rick Santorum, I think that you're correct that people shouldn't marry Shreks and ogres.
And also, Rick Santorum, stop trying. Why are you still around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Give back those kids. No one wants to hear from you. No, you're not going to make your point. Give Ivanka her kids back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, your phone just buzzed.
Yeah, you have a candy cane case.
Oh, it looks like, is that from Rick Santorum?
Yeah. Wow. He let one of them go.
Oh, there we go. All I had to do
three,
was
right?
say that people shouldn't marry Shreks.
What's he going to do with the other two?
Well, right now.
What else do we have to say?
Look, he just, now he wants you to denounce just non-whiteness.
I will not do that.
Non-whiteness?
Yeah, like anyone who's not white, if you could just denounce them.
Well, that includes you. And then thereby, by extension, your children.
You're right. My children are black.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's no way out of this.
Well, if there's anything, Rick, listen, I think that white people are great. Did that help?
Let me text him.
Oh, God, your fingers are all over that thing.
I can't.
You have a totally different keyboard.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the Russian alphabet.
Yeah.
Cyrillic?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I forgot. Also, it's a little bit broken. Does anybody...
I'm sorry.
Does anyone have a spare...
Phone?
No.
A keyboard. It's... I don't know if you can see...
Can we get a keyboard in here for her? Okay, here you go.
Thank you. Okay. All right, I guess we'll see what he says.
What is he saying?
those little three dots are popping up. They went away.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Rick, also, you don't have to worry about phrasing.
The avatar that you have for him makes him seem cool and fun.
Hold on a second. We get our studio manager's tapping on the window here. He's holding up a sign that says gas leak. There's a gas leak in the studio.
Oh.
Turns out this funky poison was just natural gas all along.
Well,
I don't believe that changes the nature of anything we've discussed.
Well, we better get out of here because I think we're dying of some sort of gas insanity.
Yeah. Also, I'm glad that we can finally put to bed that it was natural gas that made you see that I had 25 thumbs and a squid head.
Yeah. Ivanka, thank you. I hope you get your kids back. If they really are stolen, I hope you get them back. That's not just the funky poison messing with
our
brains.
And I hope that for the rest of your life, you can do something to absolve yourself of the complicity that you have in what's bound to be one of the darkest chapters in American history.
Thank you. I do plan to get my scarf business back up and running, and I think that will help.
That's brave.
It won't.
That's brave.
Okay, well, wait till you see the scarves, though.
Oh, that is nice.
Right? It's nice.
Looks warm.
And there's mittens attached.
Huge mittens. Wow. All right, so we are outside of the studio right now. There is...
That was so much weirder than I thought it was going to be.
That was so much weirder.
And I barely addressed many of the weird things that she said.
As soon as I got out of the studio and got some fresh air and wasn't having a breathing natural gas, everything seemed to be better.
It's not. Yeah, we're still in a pretty bad spot.
I think we're in a great spot. America's great again. So, and it turns out that there was a misunderstanding that Rick Santorum thought he was picking up Ivanka's kids to take them out. That there was a little lost in translation. He wasn't threatening to kidnap them for good.
He had them at a Red Robin.
You love Red Robin.
I do.
It's the one fast food.
It's my one indulgence. That's right.
Single one.
Quarterly, my wife and I go to Red Robin.
Yeah. Well, this is exciting. We are going to go, and next week we are going to be talking to the Secretary of Defense, Mattis. Mattis?
Yep. The second time's a charm.
Mattis, about some of the new bombs that we got.
Mad Dog. Donald Trump said at his inauguration last week, he's right on a central casting. If I was casting a movie, I'd put him in. And boy, oh boy, is that encouraging when he's not a casting director. He's, in fact, the President of the United States.
You said that right. You got that right, Pete. The President of the United States. And we're going to go look at some of the new bombs.
Wishing he was a casting director. Wonderful.
Well, we're going to go and we're going to do some art on the bombs and draw some fun things on the bombs, like fuck you, ISIS, things like that.
Sure.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
So when we come back next week, oh my God, America's great again. Things are wonderful. Pete, I'm so glad that you don't have the flu anymore, and I'm glad that we figured out that it was just all that natural gas fucking with our brains.
Me too. But there's a lot of stuff that's still pretty bad.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
How many days in 4 years?
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.